Simon Levin is a trained mathematician who uses math to study biological systems. He says individuals in groups show similar behavior, whether they're wolves in the wild or traders on Wall Street.
Individuals are competing for limited resources, enter into cooperative arrangements, exploitative arrangements, parasitic arrangements. So they really are the same sort of phenomenon. So with some colleagues, I began looking at economic systems 2 decades ago.
In early 2008, Levin co-authored an article called Ecology for Bankers in the journal Nature, accurately predicting the financial collapse sparked by problems in the housing mortgage market. He says the complex financial and banking systems were showing signs of strain that, in the world of biology, would signal a coming crisis.
That the systems were becoming more and more interconnected, and when ecological systems become so interconnected, they run the risk of collapse.
He is now turning his attention to threats in the natural world as oceans and climate systems face increasing strains caused by human activity.
So we study fish schools, we study bird flocks. Of course, we can study groups of animals like wolves or wildebeest, and to understand how they're organized and to understand how they've dealt with the problems of collectives.
Levin says complex systems need resilient responses to cope with emerging threats, and that is a challenge in our interconnected world where global links create added stresses on fragile organizations.
So we need a system that, first of all, has generalized responses that buy us time, and secondly, has adaptive responses that are specific to the particular threats. I think that's how we have to be dealing with threats to our society, whether it's to the financial system or bioterrorism.
He says we humans have an advantage over our animal cousins because we can study the risks we face in the social and natural worlds and devise effective responses. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.